Good morning, everyone. Nice to see you again on this beautiful Tuesday morning. What a wonderful opportunity we have to fulfill and reveal the purpose of Christ on earth. You and I, the representations of Jesus on earth. We are Jesus in shoe prints and shoe leather. That's how real it is that you and I have become sons and daughters of God. And the purpose of that is that we would have God revealed on earth. Well, welcome. If you have not been with us before, welcome and thank you for coming by. Subscribe to this channel if you haven't done so yet. It's a good help for us, and you'll be reminded when we're back on again. And also, give us a like on Facebook and all those good things. Amen. Well, I'm thinking about the subject of pressing in, following Christ, finding out how I can become more like Him. All those things kind of fit together in the passion that we have to grow, to be mature, and as we talked a few weeks ago, to come into that place called perfection. Now, let me just remind you that perfection is not to be judged by us, but by Him. And I know there's a checklist for perfect Christians on earth. You can find that checklist in most of the pamphlets or the booklets for a denomination. You open that booklet up and they'll tell you what they believe and what you can't do or can do. You can't do this and belong to us. And you can do this and you can belong to us. Well, that's not getting off subject, but not to get off subject, because that's a subject in its own. But that this thing of coming into God, I had this thought in my spirit today, how to break the secret code of the Bible. All right, here we go. How to break the secret code of the Bible. Now, you did know that the Bible is written in a code, and it's written to people of a certain cloistered group called believers. And those believers have to know and have the secret code. You say, wait a minute now. The Bible's a public book. It's the most read book, the biggest seller in history worldwide. The Bible still is the biggest seller, I believe. And there's some competition, I know, with some of the godless books, but the Bible still outpaces them. And now you're telling me, preacher, that you have to have a code, a secret code, like a secret handshake or some kind of, you know, digital footprint? Well, you do. You cannot know what the Bible says by reading it with a mind that is not renewed. You cannot know what the Bible says with a mind on its own, without the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm thinking of over there in Matthew, where Jesus was on the rock, you know, the rock of transfiguration. And Jesus, in Matthew 16, they came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, and he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I am? Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some say Elias, and some say Jeremias, or one of the prophets. Now, the Quran says he's a prophet. The Mormon Bible says he's a prophet. But what does the Bible say about Jesus? You need a code for that. You cannot do it without the secret code. Are you with me? So the world, you tune in to the internet, to the television news and, you know, broadcasting, and you're hearing the mind of man pontificating. I love that word. Reminds me of my dad. He used it all the time. Pontificating on their deep wisdom and what they know. I heard a person today, a recording of him, and he's supposed to be brilliant and a deep thinker, and he belongs to all the think tanks in the global world. And he sees us as just mechanics. We're just a mechanic, and we don't have any self-will. People don't have self-will, he says. The actions we do depend on the chemistry that is cooking in us at the time. Well, obviously, he's godless. He doesn't believe that we have a spirit. He doesn't believe that we are birthed by God and led by God and have a purpose on this earth because of God's creative spirit. So, with that in mind, do you know the code? You pick up the Bible, you read John 3:16. Do you know the code? Is it history? Is it poetry? Is it speculation? Is it somebody's idea? Or is it the Holy Spirit's word to you? Now, let's go on in this 16th chapter of Matthew, 13th verse, 14th verse. And he said unto them, but whom say ye, or do you say that I am? That's the question. What are you seeing Christ as? What's your vision? What's your revelation of Jesus? If you're still living in the historic Jesus, now, don't run off on me here. Don't jump off the dock right now. If you're living in the historic Jesus, and you know all of the action in Jerusalem, you know all the people he healed, you know the names of all the lepers and the blind people and all the people he fed. If that's your revelation of Jesus, then you're still having a revelation of the man. And it's the man that contains the God. And that's what we want a revelation of, is the God, the Yahweh in the man. Jesus, the man, was a container of Yahweh, the God. Not the only God, it's the big guy, you know, for the Father, was in Christ Jesus. So if we have a revelation then of just the man, we need the secret code, and the secret code is the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Now, let's read this on. He said unto them, whom you, and Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And this is the key to going into your understanding of Jesus, the God-man, the man who had God dwelling in him. They say he was all man, all God, but God really resided in Christ, in Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto you, but my Father which is in heaven, which is the Spirit of God. The Father is the Spirit. Well, at Pentecost, the Father came in the form of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, when I go away, the Paraclete is coming. If I don't go, he won't come. Amen. So, you read the Bible. You have to read it with the Holy Spirit's eyes and ears and sense and thoughts. You must have the Holy Spirit. Now, where do you get the Holy Spirit? Well, the Holy Spirit obviously is with you and in you and through you and around you, because he's the one that brought you to Jesus. Now, I'm not saying you have to speak in tongues to understand the Holy Spirit, to understand the Bible. I'm saying you have to have the spiritual leading to understand the Bible. Now, Peter didn't speak in tongues yet, but the Father revealed that to him. And that was a spirit action, the Holy Spirit. So, it's the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the Father, the Father's Spirit, that opens up the Word of God to us. You say, well, why would you bring that up? I mean, I read the Bible and I understand Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. And if I'm a good boy and girl, I'll go to heaven when I die. Well, that's okay if you don't get stuck there. I mean, that's the start. That's where you jump in this thing. But if you're going to go into God, into the Father's house, into the Father's house. Scripture says, Jesus said, I'm going to go away and prepare a place for you. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He says, I go to prepare a place for you. And if it were not so, I would have told you. Now, that mansion that we fantasize about, you know, we get physical things about big houses and swimming pools, you know, all that fleshly stuff. I'm not saying it's not there, but that's not what the Bible says. Bible doesn't, you know, the Bible's a code book. You read mansions, you're not seeing just a big brick edifice with all the fine silver and furniture in it. The mansion has something to do with a dwelling, a place that you belong, that you move into, that has the riches of heaven and the class and the beauty of God's creation. Amen. It's bigger than a house, bigger than a structure. It is the preparation of God. So in this thing that he did for us, where he went into the Father and presented his blood, he prepared a place for us to come so that now you and I can step into that place Jesus went into, called the Father's presence, Father's throne room. So we now, he said, when the Holy Spirit comes, there's two signs that I have made it back to the Father. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. That's the big one. But the two signs that it's the real deal is that you'll have joy that you've never had before, overflowing joy, and you'll be able to ask the Father largely big things in my name, things you've never asked before, and he'll give it to you. So I encourage you to be sensitive when you open the book to read it with the Holy Spirit, purpose, vision, insight, and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal what's being said. Amen. Now, I love teachers, and I love deep study people, you know, those degrees upon degrees, theology majors, experts in Old Testament, New Testament, all the Greek and the Hebrew and so forth. I love it. And it's important that we understand words and language and that we dissect sentences and look at individual letters. But if you don't have the Spirit of God behind that, it just becomes mechanical. Amen. So I'm encouraging you today to have the code, the secret code called the Holy Spirit. And if you've come into Christ, you already have it working in you. If you haven't had that experience of being overwhelmed with the Holy Spirit, where you break into that place where your language comes out in heavenly language, that's called the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Well, ask the Lord for it. He'll give it to you. It's a great, important, supernatural tool that I believe we all need. There's a lot of Christians that will not argue that there is a Holy Spirit, but they argue that it's not for everyone. Well, my report back to me them would say, okay, I'll take it. you do what you want. if every other person gonna be left out, it's not gonna be me. If nobody else gets the sick healed, I'm gonna get it healed. If nobody else has prosperity, I'm gonna have prosperity. You see, God's no respecter of persons. So if one can get it, we can all get it. That's what I love about testimonies. Testimonies are kind of a benchmark where, hey, this is what God did for me. And if he did it for me, he'll do it for you. Hallelujah. So scripture says to Timothy, Paul said to Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So take the Holy Spirit into that Bible research and into that meditation on the word. And you watch the word of God leap out into your spiritual face. Oh, it's so great when all of a sudden, wham, the thing comes alive and you say, yow, I never saw that before. Hallelujah. We'll bless you today on this Tuesday as you press into God and as you see the fulfillment of God's desires in you, the son and daughter of the Most High. Amen. Well, don't forget, subscribe. And if the Lord's nudging you to send us a financial gift, blessing, offering, donation, you can do it right in the show notes below on the PayPal. And if not, send it snail mail. We still get some of those once in a while. And it'll be a blessing to us. Help us go down the road. And I love to be that person. Every time the fire bell rings, the old fire dog wants to run. Amen. All right. We'll see you in the morning. Don't be late. I love you guys. God bless.